Hey bitches, what's up? Happy hump day. You made it halfway through the week. I feel like we should celebrate. Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch. I feel like I need to scoot up closer to my chair. Maybe I'm sure you heard that adjustment. I don't know how much my microphone really picks up because bitch, I don't listen back to this shit. I just can't do it. So, let's jump into it. I was gonna spill some kitchen secrets. I am creating an incredible cake this weekend, and it's a fucking process. And I kind of want to talk you through the process because I still have other duties. I still have Zoom meetings. I still have live videos. I still have messages. I still have a podcast to record. I still homeschool kids. I still pick up kids from school. I still do all the things, including bartending. So I'm like, how do I figure out the schedule? Because I bartend Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and then I work Saturday morning. Doing some things. So, how do I fit in my schedule building an entire cake and desserts? Bitch, it's one step at a time. So, like today, I'm working on decorations. And when I say I'm making some homemade peanut butter chocolate fucking treats, they are divine. Like fucking around with some old school pots on the stove to temper the chocolate and all the shit. Like, I'm having a great time. It's so much fun. So, I'm working on decorations. So I'm literally recording a podcast and I keep hearing my husband and I'm like, what the hell is he yelling at the kids or something? Dude's like on the phone, standing right pretty much by the door window of my office. So apparently I didn't realize he was on the phone when I hit record. My headphones are pretty solid, but they do pick up everything. So I guess we'll find out tomorrow if his conversation about having a rash on his balls is going to be public. So, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know who the fuck he's talking to, and I don't know what he's talking about, but you might hear it tomorrow, bitch. In the morning, because it's hump day. It's hump day. I was super excited because the kids and I were going to walk uptown to go to dinner and stuff, and then it was fucking raining. So only two of us walked half, there, but we all had to get in the truck on the ride home, and it's fine. Michigan's still gorgeous. The weather's been beautiful. I'm excited for some rain. The grass is thirsty. But I want to talk about law of attraction and how you put up resistance. I was spitting game last night, just on fire. And this came to me because that's our purpose. Like, listen, bitch, I know you're listening to this because we are on the same wavelength. Like, we want to be on the same vibration. And a vibration, that's a real fucking thing. If you watch, they've done these experiments where they vibrate salt on a plate and it like spreads out into a pattern. Literally, they just drop the salt and it spreads out into a pattern. So when I tell you that your life is on a vibration, it's real shit. It's real shit. But I'm going to tell you that you don't have to freak out about it. Okay. Maybe you're like, fuck this vibration. It's hell on earth and I'm not having a great time. Guess what, bitch? You get to change your frequency like a fucking radio, right? Like, how many times are you listening to a radio and you're jamming to the song? But the static comes on and you're like, fuck this. So you just hit another station until you hear a great song. That's all you're doing with your vibration is you're going from one station to the next to pick your favorite songs. And sometimes a song comes on that you might like. Halfway through, you're like, eh, not so much. And you're going to flip the station, right? You're not going to fucking dwell on a song that you didn't want to hear in the first place, right? You're not going to be like, oh my God, that song came on. I can't believe it. My whole day is ruined. I just can't believe I had to listen to those lyrics and I took the time to waste 5 minutes of my life trying to figure out if I liked it or not. That's called resistance. If you're so worried about the music that's playing on a station you're not even listening to, you are fucking yourself. You are shooting yourself in the foot every single time. And this is why you are blocking the law of attraction. There is no secret. There is a secret. And if you have not read or watched The Secret, I still have to plug the shit. Okay. This was like one of the biggest catalysts in my life for making change and to think differently and to think outside of the box. Like, it was just one of those other little planted seeds. I've been talking about planted seeds in my personal conversations a lot this week. My friend Leo and I did a podcast where we talked about planted seeds where someone that wasn't even meaning to have a positive impact in my life, he literally meant to hurt me. This was the judge when my mom signed her rights off on me. Okay. So I'm a little teeny bopper teenager, probably barely had my period for a year, if even. And this judge is like, my mom's like, I'm signing my rights off. I'm done with her. I'm done with her. And the judge looks at me and he's like, you're just unpredictable. You're unpredictable. And I'm going to tell you about this word unpredictable because he meant that to hurt me. he saw that I had wild energy. He just didn't know how, and neither did anyone else in my life at the time. They did not know how to nurture a wild spirit, okay? People that feel unstable, either they're going to make you feel like you're walking on eggshells, or you're just going to be like, what the fuck? What a wacko. And in my life, they were like, we don't trust her. She's just unstable. It's not okay. Unstable energy is magic. It is magic because you have all of this potential balling up inside of you, and you just need a way to direct it and guide it. And thank God for God, because that seed planted, for the rest of my life, I want to be unpredictable. I don't want you to know what I'm doing next. I don't want you to look at me and think you have it all figured out. You know nothing. And I'll make sure that I continue to grow and evolve so you know nothing. That's what keeps me excited. That's what keeps me comfortable, is that I am not predictable. It was a planted seed. A planted seed that wasn't intentionally meant to help me grow and flourish into something great and amazing. He was like, bitch, your mom's done with you. I'm done with you. And I don't want you living in the San Luis Valley ever again. Get the fuck out of Colorado, bitch. And I didn't. I just went 2 hours north. I just planted my roots there. I went over the mountains and I didn't go back for a very long time. And that probably made everyone very comfortable, because sheeple like to be comfortable. People like to be comfortable. It's okay. But you cannot fuck with the law of attraction and think there's any sort of comfort here. There is no comfort. Everything in your life is a planted seed. The secret was a fucking force planted within my life to be like, bitch, you have to take control. You have to take control. And you just take this thing. You take this thing, this little ball of energy, and you may not know what it is, but just keep moving forward and find these little rivers and valleys that you like to flow into. That's it. Even if it means creating your own. Half of the shit here, these rivers, these lakes, they didn't exist, bitch. The earth made them their own. The Grand Canyon created. It didn't just exist. It's the wear and tear of nature doing its fucking thing. Beach sand, nature doing its fucking thing. That's the thing. All of this is working for you. All of these planted seeds, all of these little whispers that you get from the universe, that is the way God can talk to you. You may not get to see the burning fucking bush. You may not get to see it, but I promise it's in your life. It's in you. That burning fucking bush of like, all right, let's go. Let's go. So law of attraction, I know I'm drawing you to this podcast right now. I know you're listening because you are curious. Like, what if you could create your own life? Or maybe you just want to prove me wrong. And I promise whatever you choose, you are right. Like, bitch, you could prove me wrong. Do all the things, because I don't know shit. Prove me wrong. But then take that chance of like, what if I'm right? What if I'm right? There is really a law of attraction and it's consistently working. And everything you have in your life is everything you've magnetized to yourself on a grand scale. Everything you have is everything you've created. Most of the time, that fucking hurts. And I could tell you the truth hurts. I still face truths in my life that I'm like, oh, I feel the resistance. I feel the resistance, and my ego is like fighting to just be able to speak up and get defensive and be offended and blame other people. And then I'm like, no, bitch, we're here. We're here. We can't move from this space until you own your shit. You cannot move forward until you own your shit. And it's not a matter of owning your shit and then beating yourself up for it. It's saying, fuck it. Fuck it. I may have chose this situation. I fucking chose this situation. And I'm not happy about it. But what am I going to do about it? Am I going to dwell about it? Because that doesn't change shit. You know what that does? That keeps you on a path of bullshit, attracting and drawing in the same emotional bullshit you've been dealing with this whole fucking time. You want to change the narrative of your life? You choose right now that you want a different vibration. That's it. Maybe you don't like where you are. It's just a matter of saying, all right, I fucked up, you guys. Hey, Brandon here. I am a repeat offender of fucking shit up. I repeat offend and I put up resistance to the law of attraction. Repeat, bitch. But I also know that there are these times in my life where I don't have any other choice but to take control and say, all right, you know what? I did fuck up, but what now? I can't take back what I did 10 years ago, bitch. I don't have the fucking technology. I think a motherfucker does. Listen, bitch, I think there's more technology out there than anyone is willing to share with us. Hands down, fucking some bitch has a time machine. And the truth is, I probably, if I had access, would I get in that time machine and change what I did 10 years ago? Probably the fuck not. And I know that's hard because I've hurt people. I've been hurt. Would I go back in time and change that? Would I take back the hurt I felt and the hurt I handed out? Because that was all a part in creating who I am now. It was part of me collecting the things I love and don't love so I could play into the law of attraction. Fuck no, I wouldn't change it. I don't want a time machine. I just want to know now, motherfucker, where do we go from here? Listen, bitch, where do you go from here? You fucked up. You're not happy. Boo fucking who? And I say this with all the love in the world. I am the least heartless bitch you will ever meet. I have more love and compassion in my body than the next 10 people you walk by on the street combined. I fucking love you. And that's why I'm not afraid to say, own your shit and move the fuck on. Pack your bags, bitch. Choose a new vibration. And sometimes it really is that fucking easy. The only time it's not that easy is when you fucking argue with me and say, it's not that easy, bitch. It's not that easy. It is. Unless you say it's not, then you're fucking right. And you just stay where you are and cry about it. And next week, when I level up on my vibration, you'll be like, how the fuck did she do that? She's full of shit. This doesn't work. It does, bitch. You get to choose your vibration. And this is kind of how it works. And I was telling you guys about this woman, and I forgot to look up her name because I get so heated when I'm ready to record this. It just came to me, and I'm like, I have to get into my office right now, and I have to lay down this track. I have to lay down this track, bitch, because I love you. I love you guys. Are you fucking sharing this podcast? Are you sharing it? Are you loving it? Tell me all the things. Love it, hate it. I want to know. And you guys have been honest. Some of you do hate the things I say. That's okay, because I love you anyway. And if you stick with me, we're going places, bitch. We are going places. Make sure you're sharing Listen Bitch podcast and leave a review if you would be so kind. I know y'all are listening because I see the analytics in the back and I'm so excited. I'm grateful. I'm just like, holy shit. People are tuning in. So I have to keep delivering, right? I have to just keep growing. I have to keep growing up. I have to keep fucking up so I can keep coming here to share it with you guys. That's it. But this is what happens with the law of attraction. You choose to change your vibration, and that's cool because deciding is a huge thing. It's the deciding, the dedication, the discipline. I know I wanted to talk about Triple D yesterday. That's it. Okay. I was exhausted. Not fair. It's still a little early in the evening here, and I'm good. I am good. I've been playing in chocolate, so I'm on a sugar high. But you decide. And then you just dedicate yourself to this. And then you bring out the discipline of like, okay, here's the truth. This is what I want. By this time next year, I want this number in my bank account. I want this in my life for peace. I want these people out of my life because it doesn't feel good to be around them. And this is what I want to be doing for my job. You make these declarations to the universe and you don't go grab a bag of popcorn and sit on the couch and binge watch fucking Hallmark Christmas movies. Okay. I've done that before. Literally. I still am obsessed with them, but it's been a few years that I've allowed myself the, what do you call that? Luxury, but it was killing my time. And fuck those Hallmark movies for ruining like a good love story. Bitch, that's fucked up. Just Hollywood has ruined love for all of us, and it's okay. We forgive you, bitches. We forgive you. But if you're young, bitch, I don't want you watching any movies right now and think that this is close to reality because it's not. You want reality? We need to get a show to follow the Brandon Lynette show because that's the real shit. Like, there is no faking the funk for the cameras. There's no faking the funk for anyone. There's no like, oh, we're out in public. Let's pretend we're normal. Like, that shit doesn't happen. We're fucking batshit crazy, and it's okay. We're good with it. We are good with it. You decide what you want, and then you figure out if I have all these things in 1 year, if I'm at the top of my company and I'm married to my dream guy, and I have all the money in the bank account that I want, and I'm driving my dream car, how did I get there? You picture yourself with all these things you dream of, all these things you wish you had, and you feel yourself in that life. You go into the meditation, bitch. at one point or another, you're going to cave and be like, fuck it, I'm just going to try it. She just doesn't shut up about it. So maybe I'm going to shut her up. Either you're going to shut me up and be like, this is the worst experience ever, or you're going to meditate and be like, oh my God, she was right. And I wasted how many episodes before I gave it a shot? I meditate on like my dream life. And lately, I've been throwing in little hints of like, we have an acre, we're in town, we have a fence, the dogs have a huge yard, but like, we want land and I want no neighbors. Like, I want to be able to take the trash out in a bath towel if necessary. My husband's outside the other day and I'm literally like not dressed. And I swing the door open to run around the corner and yell at him. And there's some old man in the neighbor's yard right by my fence. And I about died. Just ran the fuck back inside, like mortified. Like, Jesus Christ, I just did that. Stupid shit. I don't want fucking neighbors. Okay. I don't want everybody to hear me screaming at my kids to brush their teeth 17 times. I don't want the neighbors to hear me fighting with the kids about their hour on electronics. I don't want them hearing my kids say, you're the worst mom ever, because I told them their hour's up. Okay. It's just some personal shit. It's not a big deal. But I'm daydreaming about this. Like, what would I feel like if I had all the land? Like, what would I do different? And what am I willing to do to get there? Like, what habits can I create that are going to bring me to that dream life? Bitch, if you're working a 9 to 5 right now and you're like, fuck, I'm working a 9 to 5, my bills are paid, but I want a goddamn Lamborghini in my yard. That fucking job you're working isn't going to do it, bitch. You've got to do something different. Get yourself a fucking side hustle. Do some investing. Rob a fucking bank. I don't know. But staying at your job and not doing anything and just wishing and wanting and praying that this is going to fall into your lap, that's not how it works, bitch. You have to have the energy of like you're fucking doing the thing. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to get there, but I know everything I do is moving the energy towards that. I love what I do. I fucking love hanging out with my kids when it's time to hang out with my kids. I love hanging out in the kitchen when it's time to hang out in the kitchen. I love doing homeschool when it's time for homeschool. I love hanging out with my friends when it's time for that. I love to record a podcast when it's time for that. Bitch, I've been hearing mom, 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 mom since Saturday. I go to work tomorrow. I walk out this door at 3 o'clock, and you know what I don't have to hear? Mom, 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 mom. Guess who's excited? Me. And by Friday, I'll be crying because the baby's crying herself to sleep because she misses me. So that's how it works. It's a trade-off. It's fine. But I fucking love what I'm doing. And I know that I'm making an effort with the side hustles, with the businesses, with the ideas, with implanting them, with like putting in the consistency and the discipline of fucking showing up, the discipline of being here every fucking day, Monday through Friday, whether I feel like it or not. And trust me, I don't always feel like it. But I am a little obsessed. We're like in the honeymoon stage. So could you imagine 6 months from now when me and this podcast have like done all the fun shit and we're like over each other? Is the bitch gonna still show up? I hope so, because I'm counting on that to kind of get me to where I want to be in 1 year, in 5 years, in 10 years. I'm playing the fucking long game. I know I'm planting seeds. And imagine that motherfucking judge who told me I was unpredictable. He tried to hurt me, but he planted a seed of inspiration for me to move my energy in a very powerful, positive way. Bitch, here I am planting seeds for you. And the thing you're doing is putting up resistance. When you're trying to control how this is going to work out for you, when you're trying to decide, you know it's not going to work out, or you know exactly how it should work out, you are putting up resistance. Every day that you're focused on the things you don't like or the things that don't make you comfortable, you're putting up resistance. Law of attraction cannot work as long as you are distracted as a motherfucker. Your job is to say, all right, this is what I want in a year. This is my plan in 5 years. Bitch, this is what I want in 10 years. And go have fun. I swear to God, I told you, pet your cat. I cannot remember her name right now. I am this week at some point going to go Google what her name is because she's fucking awesome. And I'll post it in the Facebook page. So if you're not in Listen, Bitch, be there. Do you know who I'm talking about? Who I'm talking about? Like, pet your cat. When I talk about law of attraction, do you remember? She's like, go have fun. I'm trying to talk to him, and I don't know if you could even hear him. So this probably is just fucked up on a podcast. But anyway, there's this bitch that says this, and she's so great about the law of attraction because it's the same idea. Anybody that talks about the law of attraction is going to say the same thing. You have to shut the fuck up and let the universe do its job. So it's not about trying to nitpick and worry about like what comes next. You put in your fucking order and you walk away. Right? You choose your fucking radio station. Every day, you just have to tune in to a fucking energy field that feels good to you. Do you want to be triggered and upset and fucking little bitch ass baby walking around pissed off all day? Or do you want to be in control, confident, and just fucking unbothered, bitch, unbothered? That's the word of me for like this whole month. I'm just fucking unbothered. Let's be unbothered, right? Let people choose their own shit. It doesn't have to be about you. We're creating our own reality here. We're creating our future. We're creating our destiny. We're doing the damn thing. So show the fuck up and stop stepping in your own way. Stop fucking resisting what the universe is meant to do for you. Energy vibrates on a magnetic field. Everything you put out comes back to you. Go plant some seeds of love and kindness and fucking inspiration and fucking motivation. And the truth is, don't do that, bitch. I'm so tired of people telling me that they're motivated. Ooh, you motivate me, B. I do. What did you change in your life that you didn't like? What did you change this week? I don't want to motivate you. I want you to fucking change because I was a catalyst and you heard some shit and you're like, fuck that. I can't unhear what I heard. I can't unhear this. She is for real. This is real. Go test it on a real level. Think about something you want. Put in your order to the universe and go have some fucking fun and forget about it. I don't want you thinking about it again. I want you to be like, that red couch. I want that red couch. If every day you're thinking about the red couch, the universe thinks you have a red couch that you're staring at and you're just fucking thankful. No, bitch. You're fucking up the communication lines. You get clear. You put in your order and you're like, oh my gosh, I want that 2022 Chief Dark Horse. It's fucking hot. I want that bike. Bitch, I put my order in for that bike and I did not go crazy every single day. Like, oh my God, am I going to get it? Is it going to work out? No. But I can tell you, I screamed like a bitch on that phone when my husband said we're getting the bike. The entire building at Indian Motorcycle in Elkhart heard me freak the fuck out because I was like so excited that it was going to be mine and come home and that it was off the truck. It was unwrapped. Actually, I went to go see it before it was even unboxed. Bitch, it was like tagged up and wrapped up with all the bikes in a row, and I still went and I sat on it. I have a picture of that, actually. So yeah, I put in my order and I had some fun. I had fun. I had fun on the bike I had. I had fun on my husband's bike. I just had fun with my life. I was doing the things. Put in your order and go have fun. Stop worrying about it. And you know what I've realized? Like, so many times I think that I have beat myself up thinking I was self-sabotaging. Like, I look at a lot of situations. I've been using that word in my life, self-sabotage. I've been using that fucking word for 7 years now. But I'm going to tell you something. I've had a little bit of a revelation. And this is what happens when you hang out with Brandon Lynette, is that you grow through shit. And sometimes you fucking do take backs. Okay? Because you've matured and you've learned a lesson. So I want to tell you guys that sometimes life is not always about you're self-sabotaging. Sometimes shit just isn't for you and your fucking inner being knows it more than anything in the world. There are so many things right now that I'm like, oh my God, it makes so much sense. It makes sense why that fucking thing didn't work out because I was meant to be right here. This is the shit that lights my soul on fire. I tried to tell myself all this other stuff did. I was distracted by the noise. I was blinded by the light, right? Like I was just like, whatever. I'm doing the damn thing. This has to be my thing because I want it to be my thing because I want to make money and get rich and I want to change lives, right? That's what we say. No. Like, I have found my passion. I found my thing. And I'm like, was I really sabotaging myself? Because right now, like, I don't know who this girl is. Brandon fucking Lynette. I've got like 40 some episodes up. Who is this bitch? And she's on fire and she's loving what she's doing. She gets up every day excited about whatever the day's going to bring and she doesn't give a fuck. Like, I'm not worried about shit. Taking care of ourselves, we're doing the things, we're gaining some good habits that are going to make us feel good, the meditation, the mindfulness, moving your body, eating good, getting some good supplements. Like, we're doing the damn thing. I don't have to tell the universe every day, I want property, I want property, I want property, I want property, I want property. Having faith is believing in the shit you can't see. How many times have your kids asked you for something and you're like, ooh, I'm going to get them that, but I'm not going to give it till Christmas. So here's my kid asking me for something in January. And I'm like, no, baby, no, baby, no, baby. And I'm saying no this whole time. I'm like, not right now, honey. We just, let's spend our money on something else this time. And then they get it for Christmas. They're like, holy shit. Oh my God, I wanted this all of my life. Right? Sometimes that's what the universe is doing. Like, bitch, you're gonna get it. Just chill the fuck out. Wait. Just have some gratitude and enjoy your life. Had my kid been like, oh my God, I never get anything and this is the worst day of my life and you're the worst mom ever, you're not gonna buy me that. If that would have been the case, that shit wouldn't have come. But the fact that she asked for it, and I'm like, let's think about it another time. Or even sometimes I'm like, man, maybe Santa would put that on his list. That's cool. You know, maybe we could think about that for your birthday. When they walk away cool as fuck, like, all right, mom, yeah, maybe. I'm like, oh my God, go buy that right now. Get two of them and wrap them and save them in the closet for a special day. You know, they're having fun. They're like, okay, they're cool with it. Like, they trust that. They trust that if it's meant to theirs, it's to be theirs, it's gonna come. Get back to the kid phase. God, we're so gross. Adults are so gross. We overthink everything and we're like, oh my God, we have to tiptoe around everything because, ah. No, we have to complain about everything because, ah. Nope. Bitch, choose your vibration, put in your order to the universe, and then shut the fuck up and move on. That's it. My first 6 months of meditation was so tough because I was like, I'm gonna attract and manifest all this stuff in my mind as I'm meditating, but I was controlling it, wasn't I? I was trying to control the thoughts I was having, so I wasn't really resisting thought. You've got to shut the fuck up. You have to stop all resistant thought, all those voices of like, you don't deserve this, you're not worthy of this, your family never did this. Your husband said you can never have that. He said you'll never make it. Your sister said you're just stupid. They said you're ugly. They make fun of you because you're just not enough. You're too poor. Never. Your family's poor. You've always been poor. You're just trash. You want to listen to that shit? You're going to keep resisting the law of the universe, and the law of the universe is going to say, okay, order up, bitch. Here you go. It is vibrating and attracting and reacting everything that's you. Everything. All that shit you're worrying about, you're probably going to bring it into fruition if you don't knock it off. Otherwise, you have a thought, and maybe it's just kind of worrisome thought, but if you let it go and don't choose to let it consume you, you just let it go. It doesn't exist. No thought's a thing until you attach it to something emotional. No thought's a thing until you correlate it with something bad. The law of attraction is not emotional. You get that? All of the shit I talk about ties in to one beautiful fucking masterpiece. Everything is a thread. You're a thread in my fucking creation. We're all just woven into this beautiful fucking carpet. Beautiful thread. We all matter. This whole thing matters. You get to choose this. We're part of something so much bigger. You are worthy of all these things. Stop listening to the bullshit stories you've convinced yourself of and just learn to be. We don't have to have a fucking diagnosis for everything or a fucking explanation for everything or a fucking diagram for everything or a map. My God, just go out and wing it. Wing it and fuck it. That's our motto. I always joke about like we should renew our vows, and I feel like wing it and fuck it. That's going to be on our wedding cake because it just defines who we are. Wing it and fuck it. Stop trying to figure everything the fuck out and just live your life. Have fun. You're missing out on so much shit just fucking worrying and trying to control everything. Take a step back from being so emotionally charged that everything is a huge reaction to you, because that's what fucks up your law of attraction. That's what keeps constant resistance in your life. You just want to pull that fucking thread out of this tapestry, bitch, and you're not allowed. It's just going to keep tugging. It's fine. It's fine. You're just beating your head up against the wall. I'm telling you, you have the power to stop. I love you guys. Stop putting up resistance. The law of attraction is so fucking powerful. It is beautiful. Every day is a new day to create. You're not so far in your shit that you can't see past that. And if you are, fucking message me because I have something I know that can help you. Hands down. And it's legal, bitch. Don't get crazy. You're gonna be like, oh my God, Brandon's selling drugs online. I am, but they are legal. Okay. You'll know when the illegal stuff pops up. You will know because I'm gonna have to move my zip code. And I'm not sure how it works if I'm trying to do it online. So I don't know the rules of the game yet, but I know I want to play. That's it. I know I want to play and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to overthink it. I put in my order to the universe and I'm like, let's do this. Let's do this. Happy hump day, bitches. I'm excited to be bartending tonight. If you are local in the area, like I double dog dare you, just come see a bitch. Just come see me. Let's chat. Can I tell you, I shaved my face again today because when I was at my friend's house putting lashes on them last night, I asked them if they've heard of it because nobody ever told me about this, okay? But y'all have to remember that I grew up in the streets or whatever you want to call it. I was in detention. I grew up in a detention center. And they don't really talk about that kind of shit there. So anyway, I just started doing it. You guys know I started shaving my face, but I'm going to tell you something. I posted a picture on Facebook, bitch. Go look at my profile where I posted the picture. It's on my page. It's not my profile picture. I fucking took my time shaving my face today, and I'll be damned if I can still see a fuck ton of peach fuzz on there. I think I'm just hairy as fuck, and like it's just peach fuzz. I don't know how to get it. I don't know. Maybe I need a stronger razor or something, but I was very shocked to still see fuzz in the mirror in the picture, and I literally zoomed in so I could see it. But my face does feel really soft. Oh, I tried some new makeup today too. I tried a new we're at Ulta yesterday, and this bitch had like her makeup looked amazing, and I was like, I need that. What are you wearing? And I thought it was gonna be like some $80 fucking brand because bitch, I wear NARS and Estee Lauder. And that shit is pricey as fuck. I try to save up all my Ulta points so I can afford it, okay? Because a bitch is cheap. But I'll be damned if it's not some cheap ass L'Oreal. I was like, what? Drugstore makeup made you look like this? So yeah, I splurged a whopping $6 and my skin looks fucking great. Maybe it was like, no, yeah, it was like $6. But I really like it. It's, if you want to know about it, then hit me up. I'm gonna make you work for it. I'm not gonna share. I'm not gonna share specifically what brand it is, but it looks good. It looks really good. And you'll just have to take my word for it because obviously you're listening to me. You're not watching the video. Thankful for you. But I love you, bitch. Have a great week and I'll talk to you tomorrow.